Hail and well met, true believers. It's time for another tremendous tale of suspense with the Adventure Zone, Ultra Space. Our bombastic babysitters are like claustrophobic farmers, outstanding in their fields. Played by Griffin Groovy McElroy, Justin Jiggy With It McElroy, Travis Totally Rad McElroy, Gabe Gangbusters Hicks, and Kate Teen Welch. And they're telling me, "Nuff said."
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Adventure Zone Ultra Space Part 3.
Hi, Dad.
I'm your host. Hi.
Once again, I can't stress enough. The video is such a small part.
This is for you. This is for you,
Dad.
Dad
has. And, a foam finger sign, like a foam finger scale, but it's a Thanos glove that he was waving to us, like a child might when pleased with a toy they've received.
That's actually, I'm going to hire Kate to professionally give my dad the look that she was just giving him 24 hours a day. Because I feel like that would keep him about where he needs to be for my comfort. Just to keep things tamped down.
That is actually...
If you're available in Ohio, it would be great to get you out there for a while just to give him that exact look.
That glove is actually a movie prop. That's the real size of Josh Brolin's hand.
Yeah,
Oh, wow.
He's got some mitts.
Yeah.
Why does it sound like a box of broken dishes being rattled around?
Why do you know what that sounds like?
We've all moved.
Yeah. Thanos can't sneak up on you.
Just rattling around.
It's like putting a bell on a cat.
We are on the planet Nowhere, sure, in Starlin's Bar, the headquarters of the Guardians of the Galaxy. I've not seen any Guardians as of right now. We have been... pumping people in the bar for information on Corvus Glaive, because we're searching for Corvus Glaive. And if not Corvus Glaive, the Glaive itself. And currently, Simon, Wonder Man, and Thori, the god dog dog god, are in a swap meet. Wastrel's afterlife after party. And they were directed to the only reputable dealer in the entire place, a humongous flurkin, a large orange cat. And this cat has just identified himself as H-O-B-B-Z, Hobbs. And he turns to you two and says, "Welcome! If you're a shopper, I'm your swapper. What can I do for you?"
"We are looking for a toddler."
"Are you a dog?"
"Are you a cat?"
"Well, I'm a person."
"I'm a flirt?"
"Yeah." Hold on, just to make sure, I'm the weird thing in this building right now.
Good point. No, actually, you're pretty far down the bar. Okay, so you're looking for a toddler? I don't know if you understand what kind of swap meet this is.
When he says looking for, first of all, what kind of swap meet is this? It's kind of in the middle of nowhere in space. Like, are you really going to lecture us on the moral? Like, we don't do toddlers, but, anyways.
No, we specialize in weapons, space travel gear, just about anything you could want that doesn't involve toddlers.
Do you have a sword that a dog could use?
Do you have any dog swords?
Well, we got quite an array. Would you like to know what we're selling, or do you want to talk? Do you want to chat?
fun.
No, just business, please.
Okay, just business.
Hold on one second. I got black market access, and I'm looking up to see what that is.
Ooh.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Okay, so one of my tags is black market access. Hey, Hobbs. Okay. Hobbs. Can I call you Hobbs?
Yes.
Hobbs.
Yeah.
Listen, when my friend here says we're looking for a toddler, what he means is a friend of ours has been kidnapped, a toddler. Mm-hmm. We are trying to rescue her, and you seem like a flirkin in the know. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that there is this level of swap me, right? Mm-hmm. We're more interested in this level of swap me, if you know what I mean. Maybe mm-hmm. some information, maybe some stuff that wouldn't necessarily be 100% legal. We're looking mm-hmm. for information related to or directly about Corvus Glaive, his glaive, his location. So what can you help us out with?
Well, I have information on that stuff. I can definitely share with you, but I don't want to be a poo-pooer, but this is a swap meet. So, I mean, if you want information, you're going to have to do a little business with me first, and then I'll tell you, all the information that I got. What do you think?
Well, what are you looking for?
What am I looking for?
What are you buying?
What are you selling?
What are you selling?
Well, I'm pretty open-minded about stuff. I tell you what, here's what
we're talking dogs.
I'll give you something up front. I'll give you something up front.
Good business.
No, I won't.
Oh, damn it.
Okay.
You just did a whole thing there, friend.
The glaive is not here. Okay. We have not. I haven't seen Corvus Glaive. I understand that he hangs out here sometimes and was here a couple weeks ago. His glaive is not here. I have never had his glaive, but maybe it will be. Hey, Trapes! See that guy over there? That table? That's Trapesen Man.
Yeah, of course.
He's an immortal whose lifespan runs backwards. Yeah. He's already lived in the future. Trapes! Do we ever get Corvus Glaive's glaive in stock here? And Trapes says, yeah, about 16 years from now. Some kid brings it in, wants to get it appraised for date money, I think. I don't know. You didn't really make a deal with her. So, it will, but it's not now.
Oh, so there. See, I gave you a freebie. Now let's do some business.
Okay.
So, okay?
If I just sit here and wait for 16 years, we will have luck in our quest?
Sounds like you could, yeah, yeah.
Reminder about we're trying to rescue a toddler from the Black Order, so like maybe waiting 16 years.
They would be a teenager then.
Yeah. Okay. So, Hobbs.
Yeah.
We are not insignificant when it comes to like power and things we can offer. But you're going to need to give us a little bit of some specifications. What are you mm-hmm. in the market for?
Well, I'll tell you what. Here, let's work it the other way around, okay?
Okay.
I have a pretty decent selection of, there's some weapons in there, but there's really things you might need for the perilous journey ahead as you withstand the almost limitless perils of space. Uh-huh. Why don't you tell me something that the people in your little group, I assume you're in a group because I see the earpiece, would like to swap, and then I'll lay out a menu for you and tell you how much everything is, and you tell me what you want to swap to me. I'll give you a price, what that's worth, and then you can do some shopping.
You are explaining to us the very foundational ideas of shopping.
Yes. What do you want to give me? What can each member of your party give up?
I try for a while. You see me turn my head to the side and kind of bite for a while, and I say, this is embarrassing. Wonder Man.
Yes?
Remove my collar.
Okay. You need a good scratch?
Convenient, Griffin.
I drop my collar down on the table.
Each spike embedded in this collar is made of 1/2 ounce of vibranium, the rarest mineral on this earth. And by this earth, I mean the one we were just on.
Okay, that's good. That's really good. What else?
I feel like I should be rewarded. I have an enormous sentimental attachment to this collar. So,
you know,
and the vibranium is incredibly valuable.
make an ego check.
I want to talk about Griffin's like, yeah, they can't see anything. And the way you just committed to a visual bit.
It's not a visual bit. It's a, if I Griffin have to spend to another hour.
Yeah.
He just wanted the dog collar off.
12.
I'm going to use a karma to gain edge. That's a 15 total.
Okay. All right. That's going to get you a nice chunk. You got anything else that anybody in your group, I don't even have to have it
when
on
you say
me,
your
on
group,
them.
I need to know where everybody is real quick. All right, because I thought it was just Thori and Wonder Woman.
Well, I'm going back to grab something from the Wonder Wagon. So if you guys want to give me something to take on the way back in, I can.
Please don't leave me alone with this giant cat.
I'm super fast and can fly. I will be back in like 5 seconds.
Great.
Well, okay.
So this is awkward, huh? It's a dog and a cat. Dog and a cat in an outer space bar. What are we to talk about? Oh,
what else you got?
This is a limited edition, unopened Vision action figure. It's the red and green print. You can't find this anywhere. Still in the box. I've been saving this for a while now. This is canonically to the Journey into Mystery issues that we wrote. A limited edition, worth a lot of money action figure.
Okay. That's right up there with the vibranium studs.
Yes, indeed. I would say this action figure is worth as much as that vibranium.
Point of order, Travis is cheating by giving Dad action figures.
That's true,
not fair.
But it is a reference directly to the comic books that we wrote. So you can't.
Okay, so you're saying
you're double
Dad's
pandering
ego, giving
to
an
mother.
Action figure.
Correct.
Is the same thing. You're
yes.
By this is unlawful.
Yes.
Okay. I gotcha. Is that it? Is that what you guys want me to total up for you? Because, I mean, that's...
Sebastian, don't you have, like, a coat full of trinkets or something? Got big pockets, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's in your pocket?
I've got stuff for sure.
Like a wand? You got a wand?
No, I don't want to give him... I don't want to give him any...
Magical gum?
I don't want to... I need the stuff that I put... I don't
a
put...
A cool keychain?
Can I say this? I don't put stuff in the cloak that I don't think I'm going to want later.
Nothing.
I have something. Know. I have something that might be valuable.
Oh yeah. Oh good. Hold on. Let me look. Fuck.
And then Miles pulls out a New York Metro card.
Ooh.
It's got like $7.55 on it.
You're gonna need that though, right?
I have extras.
Okay.
I lose these all the time. I just found this one in my suit.
Do you hear that? $755 on it. Pretty good. Nope,
well, that's good. Okay, I tell you what, this is good. This will get you a nice little shopping trip.
No, make them give up stuff. I had to give up stuff. Kate, give them like a cool arrow or something.
I'm next to Sebastian out in the other room, and I'm like making this like shrugging. Like I also don't bring anything extra to space. Like I don't. Like I don't. Clint made me these arrows. I'm not giving these up. Are you kidding me?
Clint McElroy, the planeswalking janitor? I did not know he was a Fletcher.
I've
heard
say
rumors.
The
are they true?
What about your sunglasses?
Okay, no, it's fine.
My sunglasses.
Take my action figure, take his collar, take the Metro card. What can you give us?
Okay, here's the deal. All right.
They're so cool. I don't want you to give up your sunglasses. They're so cool.
You cut Kate off from a great moment deciding whether or not she's going to give this cat her sunglasses.
Okay, then let's go jump back to that.
Are they nice sunglasses?
I mean, yeah. I mean, you could tell them they're nice and they'll reflect all kinds of like gamma rays. And they can also, they've got like telescopic vision and... and also they have like a built-in reticle, so like you can aim easily with it.
Totally reticle.
I would say they're like a little bit reticle, yeah.
They're a little bit reticle, yeah.
I'm a cat.
Yeah, you don't need them.
So I'm colorblind.
I could also just give you like $10,000.
No, okay. No. I tell you what.
He has lots of money.
What?
If you want to...
No, I'm like a tycoon.
Convince me that you want to give me those sunglasses. Give me a, an ego roll.
Okay.
Who? Oh, okay, Kate.
You want these sunglasses.
Believe me.
I'm not doing a good job convincing you. No.
I can't keep. I can't take them. It's a seven. I said, stepping out of character. No, I'll tell you what. You keep your sunglasses. Oh. I'm sure you look wonderful with them, and I'm sure they fit your ensemble.
Great. Thank you.
I have a big diamond.
A big diamond?
I just reached in to the cloak, and I opened a portal to a diamond. I have a diamond in here. I have a big diamond you can have. I looked in the cloak, and there was a big diamond. I don't remember which of my many adventures it was from, but I had a big diamond in there. I didn't ever know what to do with it. Because you get a big diamond, and you think, I've made it. But at the end of the day, what do you do with a big diamond?
You can't make change with it, right? You can't, like, go to the bodega and, like, get smaller diamonds.
I kind of forgot about it, but you can have the big diamond if you want.
Diamonds aren't that rare in space, sorry. I don't know if that's going to do
it. Oh, is that
true? But they are forever. No, I'll take the diamond. I'll take the diamond. I tell you what, here's what I'm going to do. Let's do some shopping.
All right, if you look in your documents, you will see a bill of fare. And these are all items that Hobbs is willing to trade to you. All right, now let me just say this. These are things, remember, that you do not have, for the most part, on the Warp and Wonder Wagon. And these are things that you may need for the space journey. For the listener's sake, I'm going to read through them real quick. And you all figure out. You have 750 credits worth of credit. There are Shi'ar flight patches. These are EV suits that protect you in space. And with a propulsion rated 4 out of 10 on Yelp, they're 50 credits each. A Space Knight Energy Analyzer, a long-range sensor that follows energy trails. That's 250 creds. There is a Kree Soul Bow. This is something that you are familiar with, Kate, because you have used them before. It's a weapon that shoots limitless energy bolts. It's a bow. It's 200 credits. There are Stark Healing Nanobite Inhalers. Stick them up your nose. Heal all the way to your toes. 30 credits each. You only got 5 available to you. Layla Miller's Glove. This is a personal force field with 4 3-minute charges, 185 credits. There is a Dashboard Hula Dancer. Dances on your dashboard, 70 credits. There is an Amulet of Pama, chameleon device that allows you to be invisible by assuming the form of something else in the vicinity with 2 5-minute charges, 200 credits. And then you've got 2 items for your vehicle, 2 vehicle modification things. A food synthesizer, take a wild guess at what it does. It's 150 credits. And a ship weapon of your choice for 500 credits. It can be a laser, a phaser, or a maser.
Which is?
A sound weapon.
Okay.
Also, there is a party enhancement line, which is a sentinel robot, which is a big-ass robot worth 1,000 credits.
We don't have that.
We can't afford that anyway. Why are you teasing us?
Because it's already written down here. So
I have the Dashboard Hula Dancer in my mouth.
I just...
Okay.
Oh, that's the only thing I wanted, too.
I just assumed, yes. Yeah. Okay.
How many credits?
So discuss.
How many
credits
do we have?
750.
580.
I think we should get the Solbo of the things that are here. That seems pretty useful.
Yeah.
I could not agree more. Now, Clint, I've fired one of these before. Is it sick?
Oh, man, it is sick. Right. Wait, is that not what you're asking?
Six's good. Six's good.
No, it
six
is sick.
Six is a good thing, yeah. Okay.
Sick as hell.
Used to be for your people.
Can we
Oh, then it's not sick.
Can we exchange a one bow for this bow and get store credit?
What do you think that bow's worth?
This bow? Well, it's kind of iconic. You know, it's an official like Avenger bow. So it's one of those. I actually do have, I have a trait called signature weapon.
Okay.
So I am known for owning and using a specific type of weapon, like Hawkeye's bow.
That you pawned
in space to a cat.
Exactly.
Mjolnir, take it. What do I care?
Wait,
how much? Yeah, dude. Shit, so that's beer money for months. I'm going to get an ATV.
Boy, it looks nice. It's got a little blood on it.
Yeah, well, I like it that way. Now, listen.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
I think this is worth a lot, personally. So, in my estimation, if I were to trade you my signature bow, which I would come back for and buy, rebuy, reswap for, I think that's worth at least one big ass robot. I don't think it's. I mean, I can't give it away for less than 1,000 credits. You know?
I tell you what, listen, that free space boat, pretty good.
I understand, but we have the credits for that. I don't need to trade you my bow, but I'm giving you an extra offer.
I'll tell you what. Give me an ego check. Give me another ego check.
Okay. Gotta check my ego with this one. All right.
You got this. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Okay. But I'm going to spend a karma.
Okay.
And I'm actually going to... Yes, I'm going to try to... I want a fantastic success so bad. Come on. Okay. Well, I didn't get fantastic, but I did get a 6. 5, 6, 3 plus 1 ego is a total of 15. That's pretty good.
Tell you what I'll do. I will trade you even up for the two bows and throw in another 100 credits to your total. That'd give you 850 credits and you get the bow.
Now, we haven't even decided what to use the rest of the credits we do have on. Maybe let's hold off trading away your pet.
I was trying to get us that big ass robot because it does.
Yeah,
the
robot sounds cool, but also, just want to inject. If there's a long-range sensor that follows energy trails and that cosmic baby probably puts off an energy trail or the glaive.
She absolutely does.
We could follow that.
I'm just saying, we can afford everything except that.
We don't. Hey, listen, robot. I know. Hey, Kate, I see in your eyes. Oh, big-ass robot. Oh, but you have an energy man and a god dog and a spider boy and a magic wizard.
Hey, yeah? Spider-Man.
It's also a big ass robot, though.
Where do we even put it?
We don't even know what the robot does.
We don't even know if the robot's cool. Listen, guys, I have some history with robots. Some of them are real pieces of shit.
Okay, that's true. There have been some bad robots. Ask him if it's a bad robot, because still outside, I think.
Yeah, we're not there.
Is it a cool robot or like a piece of shit robot? Like, what's its vibe?
What if it's basically Voltron?
It's
I hope you mean Ultron. Wait, which one? Ultron or Voltron?
Oh my god, you're right.
We got two classes of robots, bud. Ultron and Voltron. Which one are we looking at?
Which one you want? Which one you want to know about?
Voltron.
Oh, this robot is a laundry robot.
We don't need this robot, y'all.
We don't need this robot to do laundry.
It looks really cool.
Okay, so let's get the one that tracks energy.
I'm going to hang on to my other bow.
I also want to say the only details we have about it is that it's a big-ass robot. That could be it's a big robot, or it could be a robot that is just programmed to seek out primo derriere.
Yeah.
And I don't think I need a robot.
It's a robot with a big ass.
Yeah. Oh,
excellent.
So it's a big ass. It has a big ass, and it just does your laundry?
And it sits on that big ass and does your laundry.
Okay, hold on, I'm back in.
Okay,
come on, I got people standing in line. Let's go. What do you want?
Right, okay, God.
The tracker.
The energy analyzer.
Yeah, we definitely get the...
Okay, that's... you get the bow free if you trade
in the... We're not trading the bow. Back off,
we'll not be trading in the other bow, no.
Okay.
And we're going to get the... of course, the hula dancer. And maybe the amulet of Pama.
I'm excited about the amulet, too.
Yeah? And let's go ahead and grab, as long as we're at it, one of those nanobite inhalers.
This is great. You're doing math faster than Dad could possibly calculate it.
That's so 750.
We're going to get away with murder here.
No, that's 550 so far.
No, it's not. Grebo, 200. Analyzer, but 250.
I thought you were trading in the bow for
No, no bow trade.
Stop being so horny for the bow, Dad. We said no four times.
Okay, 720. You're up to 720.
It's not even real.
Now, really look at that list, you guys.
Oh, my God. No, don't. Actually, really, just buy some stuff. I want to fight a space wizard.
You throw in the bow. Okay? You throw in her bow, and I will give you all that stuff, plus 4 Shi'ar flight patches.
Okay.
The EV suit.
There's 5 of us, though.
Yeah, I don't need
it. I know, but I can't.
I also don't need it.
We'll take the 4 suits.
Okay, and hey,
just start heading for the door, gang.
Pleasure doing business with
you. And you, and also
hurry
with you.
Back to Hobbs's.
Go. Do I go in there and give him my bow? No, we're just going to rip him off. We're ripping him off. Great. Okay.
Wait, where did we go in there?
The bow?
We
never went in. We've been out here on the Wi-Fi this whole time.
We're going to go get the bow now.
Okay, I'll be waiting for your bow.
All right. Here we go. Might take us a while to find it.
And the diamond? The diamond?
Oh, it's coming.
I toss him the diamond.
I'll bring you the diamond. Can I take the diamond in?
Yeah.
Okay, I teleport in, and I hand him the diamond. I say, you know the bad thing about knowledge?
No.
You can't take it back. And then I grab something from the table and teleport out. So I'd like to do a spell to see if I grabbed it and teleported out before he could stop me.
Okay.
Could that be ego?
Yeah, I think it would be.
Okay. Reopen my. Close my character sheet.
Yeah, if we were going to rob this man, we should have just done that before.
Yeah, I wish I'd known.
14. Okay. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know how many repercussions are going to be since this is a black market swap meet and being run by an intergalactic criminal named Wastrel. All right. Yeah.
It
succeeds. And you go. But you did leave the diamond, right?
Yeah, I left the diamond. He can have the diamond.
Okay.
And I teleport back on the ship and I say, no hero should have to be without their signature item. And I take out the collar and I hand it back to Thori.
This is a great kindness. Right. This is a great kindness you have done me, Sebastian Druid.
It's no problem at all. I could tell how sad you were.
Love this thing.
Oh, that is good.
It looks so good on you, Griffin.
Thank you. Thanks.
He looked weird without it, didn't he? He looked weird.
Yeah,
he looked
weird at this point, I think you should just keep it like when I see him next, even outside of this show.
Yeah.
If he's not wearing it.
For sure, like, for sure. It's dude.
There's going to be people who cosplay as you with the collar. You know that, right?
Absolutely.
It's going to be me first.
Let's install the analyzer or whatever we need to do. Sense it. Turn it on.
Okay. I think you would just give it to Death Locket when you get back on the Warp and Wonder Wagon. And she'll extend a cable to it and says,
it's USB-C. Oh,
I see. Oh, good. Yes. All right. That's great. You all ready to take off?
Yeah. Hobbs is real pissed. We should go.
Punch it.
Okay. All right. Brace yourselves. You take off. Takeoff's not as bad. Lockett seems to be kind of getting the hang of this.
As
you're leaving the atmosphere, Thori, in your head, you hear a telepathic message that says,
call me Tovarish.
You're breaking up. Sorry.
So you're zooming through the darkness of space.
No, sorry, Dad. We have the headlights on.
Oh, right. Okay.
As you're
zooming through the somewhat pierced blackness of space, Becca says, This analyzer has a lot of interesting information. Not only is it telling me where to go to go to Flenix Cluster, and we'll be there in just Literally less than an hour.
Sick.
Do you want to know anything about the fluster, Flenix cluster?
Where would be the best place within it to store and hide a child?
Is there a child-sized compartment or cabinet or shelf?
I don't have that much. I've just got some general stuff from a brochure.
We'll go general. General's fine. General's fine.
Flenix cluster is the brainchild of Glabella Flenix, a former member of Nova Corps. Uh-huh. Got fed up with the long hours and low pay and lethal annihilation events that came up every week and decided to join the private sector. The fluster is 1,000 spheres of different sizes and metallic hues, all forming one massive spherical shape. At the very center of the cluster is a sphere containing a powerful ionic force emitter that keeps all the spheres together in the shape.
One of those two. It's either great for me or bad for me. It's my strength and my weakness. What's up?
Each sphere has its own environment and its own function. I mean, it's for people to rent or lease. Some use the spheres for storage, some for habitation, some for containment. Glabella judges nobody. She just provides a service. She doesn't care whether some might use their sphere for something shady, something dangerous, something boring. It's no business of hers. If people just follow the rules, they can use the sphere.
It sounds like you have used the spheres before.
No, but this brochure is very well written.
Okay.
Does it say on there, and it would be a weird thing to include in the brochure, but what the defenses are like, how violent they're likely to be? Is there like a guard thing, or is it like, yeah, come and go as you please?
No, the defenses are all internal. You see, the only connection between each sphere are transmat machines.
Okay.
And you have to have the transmat machines and the specific codes to know which sphere to go to. You may be transmatting 1,000 different times, and God knows what's in each sphere. You gotta know where you're going and able to get there. Boy, that's deep.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, there you are. Suddenly, a loud, annoying klaxon starts to sound, and a light on the dashboard starts to flash. Becca has to make a sudden stop.
What did it? What on earth would it have friction?
Nothing on earth. Everyone looks through the front windshield, and there, before the Warp and Wonder Wagon, is a figure. It seems to glow with a silvery sheen, and a voice that almost reverberates through the very walls of the wagon that says, "Hold, stray vehicle, stay where you are. Or be prepared to be destroyed by the Herald of Galactus."
Oh, fuck.
The surfboard was a giveaway.
Yeah. The silvery Martin Sheen was a
giveaway.
It's
a fucking silver surfer.
Guys, I got a mattress from Lisa, the luxury hybrid, and it is changing my life. First of all, it lays flat like this.
Yeah.
A lot of beds that I have had in the past are at a 45-degree angle or worse, Dracula style, 180.
Yeah.
So the Lisa mattress is flat, which we love.
Is 180. I do just want to say that the flat is 180.
It's way longer than my body.
Okay.
A lot of beds, my head and feet dangle off of them like a child, like Will Ferrell in the film Elf.
Yeah.
The Elf beds. This is not like that. This bed is bigger than my body, which is incredible.
Is it thin like a tissue?
No. It's comfortable. Like a million tissues.
Whoa.
Sorry, it says here, don't compare it to a million tissues. No, it's got aerated foam channels and an ultra breathable dual spring system. It's like sitting in between the balance of foam and spring. It's like living in the middle,
in
the mid space. It's the perfect balance. The in the Shadowlands. And it can keep you cool. They got a chill hybrid too. If you want to go a little bit cooler,
like me,
advanced cooling, luxury quilt top. If you want,
I'm a chill hybrid.
Yeah.
You're a chill hybrid.
Yeah. Half Travis, half electric.
Go to Leesa.com for 20% off mattresses, plus get an extra $50 off with promo code ADVENTURE, exclusive for our listeners. That's Leesa.com, promo code ADVENTURE for 20% off mattress, plus an extra $50 off. Support our show and let them know we sent you after checkout. Leesa.com, promo code ADVENTURE.
And check this out.
Bumps.
That's pretty good, Griffin.
Thanks. I'm a big boy. I need tempo. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the advertisements here on the Adventure Zone. I'd like to tell you about Tempo.
And with us is special guest, J.K. Simmons.
Not my tempo.
Well, no.
It's not my tempo.
Have him say, like, that is my tempo.
Oh, that is my tempo.
Okay, now J.K., you can
now
leave.
Make him say, Griffin's the best.
And Griffin's also the best. Give me pictures of Spider-Man.
You didn't tell him to say that. That was you
He's
doing
on the
voice.
Headphones.
Okay.
He's got his own cans. He brought them from home.
Okay.
He's a professional.
Why do you guys like this?
What do you
mean? Can you just do a normal advertisement? Can you do a normal ad?
Okay. So, yeah, I'm a busy guy, and so is Travis. He knows J.K. Simmons. So when you're busy and you're on the go and you want to eat good food, but you only have, 2 minutes to heat it up, you can still have really yummy stuff thanks to Tempo. This is my tempo. I'm talking about Tuscan bacon mushroom chicken.
Ooh.
I'm talking about 5-spice glazed chicken thighs.
Yeah, yes.
They got seafood options. They got chili shrimp rice bowl. They got so many stuff. They got protein pack stuff. They're always swapping around the menu, so you can always try out new stuff, and it all tastes really good. And you can get it ready really, really fast.
And even J.K. Simmons likes it. He's the pickiest eater I know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. He has really specific tastes, and there is a special J.K. Simmons only menu on Tempo.
Yeah,
I eat pictures of Spider-Man.
If you go to tempomeals.com, you'll see an option that'll be like the special J.K. Simmons menu. And when you click on it, it says, "Are you J.K. Simmons?" It's like a CAPTCHA. It's like, "Are you J.K. Simmons?" And it tests you. And if it's not, then it'll be like, "Get the fuck out of here." Get the fuck out of here. This is for JK only, it says.
Wow. So for a limited time, Tempo is offering my listeners 60% off your first box. Go to tempomeals.com/adventure. That's tempomeals.com/adventure for 60% off your first box. Tempomeals.com/adventure. Rules and restrictions may apply. Hey, a couple quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. To choose your own adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there, or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
If you're Black, you probably love you some Paramore, huh? Or what about the TV show Golden Girls? Ginger Ale? Daytime television? Don't lie. I know you love at least one of them. I'm Sequoia Holmes, pop culturist and host of Black People Love Paramore. Contrary to the title, it is not a podcast about the band Paramore. Each episode, I, along with the special guest co-host, dissect one pop culture topic that mainstream media doesn't necessarily associate with Black people, but we know we like. Tune in every other Thursday to the podcast that's dedicated to helping Black people feel more seen.
Black People of Paramore is now on the Maximum Fun Network. Check out the most recent episode featuring Shar Jassel today.
Throughout history, sirens have captured men's attention, enticed men with their feminine wiles, and fulfilled men's primal needs. The siren's allure persists.
They have not. Unless the primal need is, I need to be smashed on the rocks.
Yeah, smash me.
Smash me, mommy.
Smash me, mama.
Smash me, mommy.
The siren's allure.
Why do we do this to ourselves?
Strand me, baby. Strand me,
baby.
So yeah, this is my brother and me from Maximum Fun on Mondays. It's just like that. It's just like that, but more of it. There's just more of that.
What do you do?
Oh, I'm a huge fan of this guy.
Do you like this guy? I cannot tolerate.
I kind of wave. Do we have a CB radio or something?
No CB radio.
Okay.
Is he outside the ship?
He probably have pretty good hearing.
Yeah, he's floating in space outside the ship.
So we're all inside the Wonder Wagon, and he's outside. Correct. On the other side of this vacuum shield.
Windshield.
What do you call a windshield? Outside your windshield. No wind. Okay. And he's just like stopped us there.
Just a shield.
Okay, I just want to make sure I understand.
Yeah.
Kate, you like the Silver Surfer.
I've never met him before. I don't know. He just seems so cool.
I've met him.
Yeah?
Yeah. Storm and I fought him back in like the 90s. He's kind of an asshole.
Why is he nude?
Wasn't he the emissary for like a creature that wanted to destroy Earth?
Yeah, that's Galactus. Oh. That was, Galactus eats planets. He's the Herald of Galactus. He shows up. He's got like no people skills whatsoever.
He's an absolute cop.
He's
the times I met
him. Paul Revere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Galactus, that's actually not that far off.
I start like waving my hand like in the windshield.
We're good.
Yes. Simon, if you know this guy, can you talk to him?
I'll try.
Oh yeah, yeah, that would be great. Because if I talk to him, I'm gonna lose my fucking mind.
Yeah. Hey, bud. Hey, can you see me?
Oh, hold on. Wait.
You see me?
He's kind of peering through the glass, trying to.
I take my glasses off, so my eyes are like glowing with the ionic energy. It's very visible.
And when you do, make a vigilance check.
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
You can catch these hands.
Hey, it's me. Hi. Vigilance check. Not my strong suit. 14?
Okay, yeah. With this vigilance check, when you took your sunglasses off, the glare from his silveriness was a little abated. And you can see him a little more
some
clearly.
Some bad sunglasses.
Yeah.
They're
pro glare sunglasses.
Yeah, that's what they are.
Extra glare. It's cool as shit, man.
And you notice he's not standing on a surfboard. He's standing on a large rounded stone that's kind of flattened at the top and the bottom.
Like a boogie board?
No, it's thicker than that. It's got like an L-shaped handle. You also notice that he is holding a very long broom of the same material.
Dad, there's still time.
Dad, it's not too late to change this.
It's not the Silver Surfer, is it?
No,
it's not.
It's the silver. I'm going to ruin your joke.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare take this from our
Travis,
father.
Travis, don't. His whole life is built to this.
Yeah, it's not the Silver Surfer. But he does fly up a little closer to you, puts his hand on the windshield so you all can communicate a little bit better. And you know, when he does get closer, you notice that his silvery sheen has kind of a yellowish gold tint to it as well. And he says, okay, listen. Yeah, I'm not the Silver Surfer, okay? I'm the Sumerian Sweeper. By the way, Sumerium is 62 on the periodic table. So it's not bad.
I want you to know, Dad, I actually thought you were going to say Silver Swiffer. And I was very worried about that.
Dad.
This
is
actually
you,
better
Dad.
Than what I thought.
Well, it was actually a curling joke.
Okay, fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Great. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Somebody make an ego check.
Me.
Wow. Dad.
Wait, who's got good ego? Justin, what's Druid's ego?
5.
Oh, well, yeah.
Then you should make this ego check.
Druid, make an ego check.
I did, baby.
Okay. Oh, right. 14. All right. Okay, so the sweeper looks up at you guys and says, look, guys, I'm not really a Herald of Galactus. I'm just kind of auditioning.
Oh, okay.
See, Galactus sees everything, man. I mean, everything. And I'm hoping if I catch his eye, I can get the gig as his Herald. So
he's a plant. He's a planet eater. You know that, right?
I know. That's the whole bit. I know. But he has great benefits.
Okay, so all that in mind, we're on a rescue mission for like a 2-year-old girl. Mm-hmm. So kindly, and pardon my French, move the fuck out of the way, if you don't mind.
Well, look, you're the first craft that's come along here. Mm-hmm.
You heard him about the kidnapped toddler, right?
Yeah.
The first 48 hours are incredibly vital in the instance of a kidnapping.
Oh, hell. And he waves his broom. The stone on which he's standing zooms away from him and then flies in, slams into the warp and wonder wagon. Roll for initiative.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, please. I'll fight this fucking guy. Thank
fuck
you.
This guy.
I'm glad we stole
fuck
those
this
spaces.
Guy.
Yeah, me too.
Dad, I thought it was you.
I'm going to learn how to bite ass through a spacesuit today.
Bite ass.
I'm here to do two things. Roll dice and bite ass.
Wow, Griffin.
Yeah. What's this dude's name again?
The Samarium, which is an actual element, Sweeper.
And this guy doesn't have like a jumpsuit that has his name on it or anything, does he?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Okay, it's because we're the humans.
All right, so initiative is set. Thori, you're first, then Druid, Wonder Man, the Sweeper, Miles, Hawkeye. So, Thori, what do you do?
I hop out the airlock. According to the Marvel Wiki, Thori is capable of interstellar flight, so I can travel through the vacuum of space without assistance. No spacesuit required for me. And I'm going to, I guess, doggy paddle over towards the Samarium Surfer, or Sweeper. And I say, quick, deathlock it. What is the melting point of Samarium?
Dad, do both.
Okay. That's not bad. I have no idea how to do that.
Hey, man, I just Googled it. It's a bad number.
Yeah, it's pretty high.
It's one of the higher numbers that I know about.
Yeah, sure. Amanda's just posted the answer in chat, Dad, if you just want
to. It's
use
around
that.
2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. 1962, to be exact.
Good year.
Okay. I'm looking. 1,962 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, that's
do you
so
want
many
to
degrees.
Know anything else about Samarium?
No, that's all that's sort of relevant in this exact moment. And I open up my mouth, and I'm going to use Thori's signature attack, which is an elemental blast of fire. I'm going to charge it up real good, I guess, to 1,962 degrees Fahrenheit. Which seems really, really hot.
So hot.
Super duper hot. So Elemental Blast, I make a ranged attack with an edge at an enemy in line of sight, and I can spend extra focus, which is sort of like mana in this game, to sort of boost the damage of it. So I'm going to spend 20 focus to increase the damage of it by 10. So I'm going to make a ranged attack on this hater with edge. That is a fucking 20. Let's see if we can't get it up to a 21. No, it's a 20. So that's 19 damage plus 10. 29 damage against this enemy.
29 damage. Ooh. Ouchie, oochie. That put a little kibosh on him.
Yeah.
Not completely.
Is he looking a little bit melty and fucked up now? That was my intent. Okay, cool.
He looks a little melty and fucked up.
Great. Yeah, we'll take it.
Okay, Druid, you're up.
So he's melty, he's fucked up, we're loving this. I am... I have a lot of magic powers is the thing. So that's always tempting to want to use magic.
Well, yeah. The first thing you do, you're still inside the Wonder Wagon, right?
Oh, I can't get out of the Wonder Wagon. Yeah?
Why not?
You have suits. You have suits.
Oh, we got our space suits. Right, yeah. Okay, now I'm outside the ship. Tell me where the opening is.
You slept
on
that Shi'ar patch.
What? Yeah, I slept,
on that Shi'ar patch.
Shi'ar patch. Where's the entrance? Where's the exit of the ship?
Oh, it's just that little side door you guys always went in and out of.
Is it like the side door? Okay, and he's in the front of the ship, right?
Yes.
Okay. I am going to cast images of, I'm going to cast images of Icon. Images of Icon is what I would guess, actually.
Cool.
I'm going to create an illusory duplicate of someone, and I'm going to create a duplicate of Galactus.
Have you met Galactus?
Yeah, it was fucked up, Kate. I wish you'd been there, actually. It was crazy. You never think it's going to happen to you, and then you're like, okay, I'm telling Kate this later. It's crazy. You never think you're going to meet Galactus. And then all of a sudden, and you always say, like, you tell your friends, like, oh, I'd fuck him up. But you get in front of him. Here's the thing they don't tell you, Kate. He's fucking big. He's so big, you will get freaked out. But I just made a regular size of Galactus because I don't want to freak him out, you know?
No, just kidding. He's gigantic.
All right. Now,
brilliant. Fucking
yeah,
brilliant.
So that's a big Galactus. I gotta spend my 5 focus here. And then I'm just there, and I sneak up next to this guy, and I'm like,
oh, come on.
What?
You know, like Galactus always says.
I love this.
Oh, you're here?
Hello. You are. Lord. This is exactly how I like it.
Oh, man.
You
this
know
is an
just
honor,
the
sir.
Way this, it's a pleasure. What was your name?
Oh, I am. This is the Sumerium Sweeper. My real name is Riley Rad. And, this is an honor. I can't wait for you to see me kill these guys. This is so very cool.
Okay, but remember my number one rule.
Mm-hmm.
No killing. I have gotten such a bad reputation, but I've always told people no killing ever, right. 100%. Everything else you're doing,
how?
I'm wild about it over here.
How do you consume whole planets without killing somebody?
That's why I send a herald. I say, everyone off. Galactus is hungry, and he doesn't want any casualties.
Good. Okay. I'll try not to kill him. Wonder Man, you're up.
I'll just beat
that
the
was
hell
foolproof.
Oh my God.
Wonder Man flies out. Also doesn't need a suit. And is going to use Elemental Grab to attempt to grab that fool. Did that pop up?
Yeah.
So I'm going to make an ego check against his... an ego attack, excuse me. 15 against his melee defense.
That hits.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
The melee defense is 14. That hits.
I am going to... use a karma to see if I can. See if I can get that fantastic success. No, it was a 15 again. That means I've grabbed the target with my element. And it, breaking free requires a successful melee check against a target number of 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is your element again? Oh, ionic
energy.
Ion.
I've got him. Basically, just think of like a big ionic hand. It's just kind of holding him like an action figure.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on, wait, real quick.
Riley?
Hmm?
Yup. Yikes.
That was Galactus.
That's Galactus.
Giving some feedback.
Yikes.
Ooh.
No. I got no problem. No. It's sweet that you're worried about me. But no, I got this. Watch.
I love that, so Riley, by the way, I love that Riley read that as worry and not incredibly dismissive, which is, that's absurd.
So what does he have to do? Make a melee check against 20?
Yes.
20.
Against 20.
So he'll do that at the start of the turn, because he's up next, right?
Yep.
Yes.
So it's a melee check.
Mm-hmm.
That would be 17.
So he's still.
So he's stuck there. He's.
Okay, listen. Dang. Hey, while I got you, let's chat for just a second. What do you say?
Not we're in battle.
No, listen, hear me out. Why? Hear me out. Galactus is watching. Mm-hmm. I'm indestructible. So how about I let you go? You give me a couple good punches, and then we pretend to run away.
No.
Can he at least roll for it?
Yeah, roll for it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And let me see. Wait a minute. That would be an ego check.
Correct.
Right?
Yes. And I'm making a deal.
What's he
so
need?
I've got edge on action checks.
What's he need to convince Solarium?
Well, the ego defense is 15. But this is big.
Well, though I don't even know. There's absolutely no way. I mean, I have edge on it, but I rolled a 9. So even if I bump that up.
You could try for a fantastic success.
A fantastic failure, at least.
Nope! A 9 again. Jeez.
Listen, I appreciate you thinking about me, but no. Miles, you're up.
Ooh, this is weird. Everybody's in space. I've been in space. I haven't had to be in space. I was in a Winnebago. And everyone's like, this is fine. There's also a giant, maybe space god outside where there was no context on where that man came from. Everybody's cool with it. This is bad. The dog's outside. Two men are outside. Kate, Kate, what's happening?
I'm slapping a patch on. I'm like, I'm going outside. So I'm going to go.
Okay. Miles slaps a patch on. Swings out, gets on top of the Wonder Wagon, and just sees everything happening. Wonder Man, are you electric proof?
I'm pretty much everything proof, yeah.
Cool. I've got a Venom Blast. Samara Sweeper. Well, Wonder Man's holding him.
Samarium.
Yeah. So I'm going to Venom Blast.
Time out, because I'm trying to look and see. It feels real OP if I could just hold him until you roll a 20. Like, I feel like you should still be able, if you have any, like, distance things.
Yes, there's a difference between pinned and grabbed, I believe.
Because if you hit me, it breaks my concentration.
It wouldn't actually hurt you.
No, not you. I'm saying the sweeper, because otherwise, I'm just going to keep holding him round after round, and that doesn't seem...
Well, let's follow this. Let's follow this logic here, and let's let the action take place and see what happens with this Venom Blast.
Cool. All right. So that is a ranged attack. That is a 13. But I'm going to use another karma to roll with edge. 16 against their defense.
That hits.
And then that is 14 points of damage as Miles kind of like pulls a little bit of electricity from the Wonder Wagon itself and then arches it directly into this sweeper, making sure not to actually shock Wonder Man too much.
What was the attack against?
The Surfer.
No. But which defense was it?
Agility.
I mean, that would also hit me.
Yeah, so the way the grab works is you can try and make the roll and only target the sweeper, but you make it with trouble. If you don't care who gets hit, you just make it normal.
Yeah, I have the power, so it's okay if you want to hit me.
Well, let's follow this. Let's go with this. I'd say it knocks Samarium Sweeper for a good chunk, but it also disrupts Wonder Man's concentration. Yeah. Is that fair to say?
I think so.
And he's free from the grasp.
That's not what I meant to do.
No, you hit him. Hey, Hawkeye. You hit him. That was good.
Hawkeye, you're up.
All right. I'm floating out in space. How many spaces away, mechanically, would you say the Samarium Sweeper is?
Not far. I'd say he's well within...
He was touching the windshield when we started the fight.
Right.
Yeah, 10 feet away, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
So I can't snipe him. All right. I'm going to go weapons blazing on this guy. So then I'm going to focus my attack on him. I'll make an agility check, compare it to his agility defense. So we'll do that. And this costs... Okay, pretty good. Yeah, ooh, I'm feeling like a like a 19 probably is going to hit his agility defense.
It's going to help that. It's going to hit that 13 agility. Yeah, sure is.
Okay, so then on a success, he'll take half regular damage, or on a fantastic success, which I can try for, then he takes full damage and I can make a bonus attack. So let's just try for. I'll spend a karma.
Okay.
We'll try for 41 karma. Nope, just one. And we'll try for a fantastic success on that middle die.
Yes,
finally. Holy shit, we needed the
most. Oh, we're superheroes, you guys.
Five M.
So that hits for 40?
Yeah.
Holy shit. 40
damage, and I can make a bonus attack with this power against any available target with the same effect. Let's go, one Mogan.
Not as cool.
That's good. Whoa. Not as good.
Whoa.
I was too flabbergasted that it worked.
Yeah.
So my second arrow, I'm like, oh no.
And it just like floats off.
Yes, maybe not. No, not as good. But let's just focus on the cool part.
I should be able to give Kate edge on that roll because I, as Galactus, am right there. I could absolutely distract this guy after he got hit the first time. Like, oh no. Like, he's definitely going to look at me, right?
I will do that because it's such a great gag.
I haven't had enough effect on. I think having Galactus there should fuck him up a little.
Sure.
Yeah, for sure.
It should. Yeah. Okay. Take an edge.
Okay.
I'd reroll one of the ones.
I rerolled one of the ones and it was still a one.
And it was a one again.
Hey, listen, roll 20 if you're listening. It feels like 99% of the times we've rerolled with edge, it's in the same number again. I'm saying it's a glitch, Kate. Roll six more times to see what happens. Stay behind.
Okay, let me give you a little sit rep. Sumerian Sweeper is down to about a third of his health. That hit well. And Thor, you are
up. We're untouched. Just
yep.
Come on, man.
He's got a broom.
Yeah, that's his main source of power.
I'm going to just grab that and yank it away from him with my powerful dog jaws as if he were a normal human sweeping with a broom near me.
Now if he loses that, will he turn into a human in space and then just die?
That is the optimal result of this action for me.
Is it?
So I'm going to grab that shit and I'm going to rip it out of his hands.
Okay.
I don't have any, I have a trait.
Would that be melee, you think?
Yes. Certainly not logic. I have enhanced physique. So I'm stronger than regular humans. Treat me as one size big for lifting, carrying, swinging, and throwing things. So yeah, I'm just going to grab this with my mouth and throw it very far. Should I make a melee attack roll or just a melee check, or what do you think?
I think in this case, the melee non-combat, would you say this? No, this is combat.
Yeah. Okay, let's see how this goes. That's a 6, 5, 1, a 17.
I say that succeeds.
Okay, then I rip it out of his hand, look for the nearest black hole, and just chuck it as far and as fast away from him as I possibly can.
A fun note for those at home, Thor is the only one I think of the group who doesn't have the heroic trait, the heroic tag.
Yep.
So he's fine.
No, in fact, I have the bloodthirsty tag.
When you do that, when you take the broom and throw it away, he does one of those cartoon things where the legs are flying, you know, going back and forth real fast in the air, you know, like Wile E. Coyote does when he runs off a cliff. And the stone just starts flying out of control. It's flying everywhere. Zoom, 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 zoom. He was controlling the stone with the broom.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And it actually zoom, 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 and flies right through the illusion of Galactus's head.
Shit.
And so Sweeper turns to you. He turns to Galactus and says, What's the deal? Do you have the power to turn incorporeal?
When someone disappoints me so much, sometimes I just fall apart.
I caught you slipping. Caught you slipping in a major way. And I'm so disappointed in you that I don't even want to be here anymore. Yea, verily, you have slain Galactus with a wounded heart because of how bad I caught you slipping this time.
Well, slipping killed the beast.
I gotta be honest. This is not how I like it at all. You weren't doing it just how I liked it. But then you let a dog take your broom.
Yeah.
And I was actually heartbroken of that. And I don't like how you did that at all.
But I'm sorry.
That's okay. I have a question and I don't care, but are you going, because I'm Galactus, but are you going to die out here in space without your broom? Because oh, no, I don't want that on my conscience.
No, it'll eventually come back to me, I guess. But that isn't. I think I'd rather die than disappoint you and not get the gig. But no, I'll be all right. Don't worry about me.
So he's definitely not going to die though, out here in space.
No, I'm not going to.
Where do you live? Do you have a way home?
No, not really. I mean, I moved out of my mom and dad's basement.
Transition. My friend Mr. Rogers says transitions are seldom smooth. And you remind me of that today. You've got a long walk home to think about how I caught you slipping and how you didn't do it. I liked it. Goodbye.
Well, is he gone?
Yeah, he's gone. He disappeared. And then Simon is Sebastian is slowly flying back towards the ship.
Did Galacticus just quote the old guy, Captain Rogers, or Captain America?
No, that was it. Was
oh, they're both old guys.
No, it was Mr. Rogers.
Yes, Captain America.
It was Steve Rogers.
No, no, Miles.
I think Mr. Rogers.
With the shield!
Jesus.
I think we should go. That was a very large illusion for me to keep up.
What?
And I am exhausted.
Is the stone still zooming around, by the way?
Yeah, don't worry about it. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Thanks us!
Thanks a lot.
I gave you two different opportunities to walk away, one of them including a chance to impress him.
What?
So which one of us is the dick?
Okay, I guess
you're
I'm the
dick.
Dick.
Now move.
I'm the dick.
While we are all outside, can we get some quick walkies on the books?
Oh, absolutely. Ooh, yeah. Let's get you some walkies.
I attach a web to Thori, like a leash.
Okay. And the sweeper is kind of flailing around like, you know, a kid learning how to swim in the direction of the way that the broom
went.
Once
you get your broom back, you'll clean up after the dog, right?
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Wait,
I'll get
don't
it.
Just agree to that. You don't know.
No, I'll do it. I'll do it.
You don't know.
You guys just head that way, the flusher.
No, we have a scanner. Thank you.
Oh, fine, great. You just got an answer for everything.
This conversation is actually done now because, as I mentioned, we are in a bit of a rush.
How about if you take an anger management seminar when you get
a chance? I'm a pacifist,
from...
you piece of shit.
Pacifists can still be angry. I don't.
Yeah,
he's
check
not
it.
Wrong. He's not wrong.
I'm gonna wedgie like, him. Is that against kinda, if I give him a wedgie? How does that fit in with pacifist nature?
You're sounding a lot like Jason Statham from Crank.
Oh my god.
That your knowledge of media is so confusing.
Okay, on we go. Good job. You have defeated my Sumerium Sweeper.
Good.
But nice job with the Sumerium Sweeper. I'm going to have to upgrade these bad guys.
That's okay.
I have superpowers.
Yeah, we all do.
Mm.
Okay, so on we go. You're flying through space towards... Flinix Cluster, the Fluster, and you're following the energy trail using the...
Dad, is it really a nickname if you say the full name and then the nickname after it every single time? I think eventually it's just going to have to be the Fluster.
The fluster.
It's time.
Okay, it's the
time.
Fluster. It's the fluster, a.k.a. the Linux Cluster. <Don't>. So you head towards it, and it's
magnificent.
Wait,
head magnificent.
Towards what? You head towards
don't
the
do
fluster.
This to us.
You head towards the fluster. You go sailing by one of the landmarks. There's a great big asteroid with a huge indentation. It's like a bowl. It looks like a dog bowl, which reminds you, Thori, that you haven't eaten for a while. And then you go sailing up towards the fluster. As you draw near, a round hatch appears on one of the larger spheres on the outside of the fluster. And from it extends a cylinder about 8 feet across. And there are clamps at the end of the cylinder. Death Locket does some maneuvering. She's really starting to get the hang of this. She flies up and successfully docks with the cylinder anchoring to the Warp and Wonder Wagon right at that door that you all went out. The only door it has.
Okay, Sebastian. Time to use your psychic powers to locate Lausa somewhere in here. So just try to lock in to her with your psychic powers.
I can tell you right now that's not going to work.
your psychic magic or whatever? You're a wizard, right? So he's like psychic magic and try to like...
Do you think wizards are psychic?
Psychic magic is a very different kind of magic than what I can do. We're actually not sure why I can do what I do. I didn't learn it or anything. My dad was Dr. Druid, but I didn't get it from him. This is going to sound weird, and nobody really understands, but I have some monster blood.
Is it a psychic monster?
What?
No, it's just a regular-ass monster, as far as I know. I don't have any special sight.
Are you a werewolf?
No, actually, good question. No, I did think that. I know. I thought that for a little bit, too, but it turns out I just get really, like, freaked out by the full moon is the thing.
Oh, unrelated?
Yeah, just unrelated to that. I just don't care for the full moon.
Do you remember everything when the full moon comes?
I mean, does anybody, you know?
What?
Is it
a lost time? I think it's what gave
you. Yeah, well, I mean, you finish a book and you're like, you remember every page, yada, yada. But no, psychic magic is not... Me, I can sense, hold on, actually, I can do something, and then I sense supernatural.
We're fine, dude. So we're just traveling with the space werewolf and everybody's fine with this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just
not a werewolf.
I'm totally a ball of fine. Energy in like a basically a man suit.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I do not.
Oh, sorry, that was Travis speaking. I guess it also applies to Wonder Man, but.
Most of the crew compartment has been absolutely destroyed and trashed. In a fit of primal rage, I blame the werewolf.
Yeah. Oh my god, wait, if you're god of dogs, are you Druid's god?
You'd have to ask him.
Only one day a month, or two, 3 days, depending on the lore.
Okay, so Dad, I sense supernatural.
Okay. 16.
16. All right. What do I sense?
Wow. Nothing.
Okay. Nothing.
Fair enough.
No supernatural people, places, or things.
Okay, so Lassel's not here.
That's weird. Yeah. Okay.
Within 100 spaces per
room. Oh, yeah. That's like 500, 600 feet.
So, no. No, you do not. All right. What do you do?
Go inside the hatch.
Yeah.
There you go.
But Wonder Man goes first.
Okay.
Because he is invulnerable and full of hit points.
All right. So you walk through the cylinder, and at the other end, a circular hatch opens. You walk into what looks like kind of a sleek reception area. There's a very tall desk.
Hello, desk.
And behind it sits a majestic looking silver-haired woman with more than a passing resemblance to Glenn Close, the Earth actress. There
She's
are a
the
trio of devices.
Actress, Dad. She belongs to all of us.
There is a trio of devices floating around her. They look like small cameras, projectors. And as you walk in, the room is just blasting with the loud sound of the Jackson 5 singing the song ABC.
Ooh, these I recognize.
And Glabella turns and says, God, I love those kids. Yeah. Oh, hi. Welcome to the Fluster. I am owner-operator Glabella Flinix. That's how it gets its name, Flinix Cluster, but its nickname is Fluster.
Oh, okay.
What can I do you for?
Yeah, so my friend Corvus Glaive sent me to pick something up from his sphere, but I left in such a hurry, I forgot to get like the location of it. And he's like waiting on it, and you know how that guy can be, right? So is there any way you could like look up for me, if you can take time away from your modeling career, look up for me what the location of his sphere might be?
Mm-hmm. You know, this is the most secure facility in Mutter Spiral. Yeah. discretion is kind of my middle name. Yeah.
And she flicks a button, and one of the projectors pivots towards you, and holographic letters appear in the air that says, Glabella Discretion Flinix.
I would have guessed your middle name was beautiful.
Oh,
this energy is making me hugely uncomfortable.
Back off.
Yeah, me too. These spheres are connected by transmat devices. That's what keeps it so safe. You gotta know the code to get into the sphere. It's a 3-digit code to get into most spheres. Some of them are 6 digits. And some of the 6-digit ones are available only to staff. Yeah, sure. That's maintenance stuff. But no, I'm not just gonna.
Well, are you sure? Because
give you
I
that.
Have a certain if amount of presence, which helps in me getting people to do things voluntarily for me.
Yeah.
And I'm famous.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Is there...
It's a great question.
Wait, who is in charge, actually? She asks. I feel like Kate's in charge. Should we have a vote? I feel like Kate's in charge.
Theoretically, yes. Kate is the leader of the Babysitter's Club.
Okay.
According to the canon.
It's a huge...
It's a big canon that...
Got it.
Okay, Kate, do a vigilance check.
I will. Canon, I will. Okay, 14.
Okay. I needed 13. I'm sorry. I'm supposed to tell you that ahead of time.
Okay, yes.
You walk over to the console, the transmat console, and you see that there's a place for 3 spaces for a symbol to be entered in. 1 letter... 2 digits. This thing will only work in a certain order. Think of it as one of those AAA triptychs. You got to get to the one spot to get to the second spot to get to the third spot. Not every sphere is connected to every other sphere.
Okay, I relay this.
If you all want to go someplace, it's very simple. Put in the first, code. And go there.
I have good news, and I have bad news.
Okay.
The good news is I believe we have been given a significant hint to the location of Corvus Glaive's sphere. It was written on the jukebox napkin that we received back in the bar. The bad news is I did... eat that napkin pretty much right away as soon as we got aboard the Winnebago.
Yeah.
That's fine. I remember the numbers.
Oh, thank God. I thought that I had made such a big whoopsie.
No, I knew you were hungry.
Thank you for understanding.
It was, what is it, X26, right?
X26. There was X26, okay. Y19, and Z73, but X26 was the drinking song.
Right. Seems like we should try it.
Yeah. Unless he did cheat on her, and then it would be Z73. No. Y19. Let's do X26. I like X26.
No, you know, that's good thinking. Okay, so you do add the code. Okay. One last thing. Oh, crap. Hold on a second.
And her face seems to distort and grow fuzzy.
Ah, crap. Hang on. Filtrons off.
And those projectors depower, and Glabella shows her real form. Instead of looking like tall, majestic Glenn Close, she's a short, craggy woman that looks more like Juno, the caseworker from Beetlejuice. And she hops down from her very tall stool and walks over to you guys and says,
listen, one last thing. All my tech uses ionic energy. And something you bozos are carrying is really fritzing up my filtrons. Mm. Just be careful tossing that ionic shit around, okay? Studley or whoever is carrying this ionic device. Because then there may be more than these stupid projectors fritzing up, if you know what I mean.
Isn't okay. It just Wonder Man?
Yeah.
I turn and I look at everybody and I'm like, anybody got an ionic device that they want to leave on the Winnebago?
Anybody
want to leave? Anybody?
Does anyone have? I'm not getting. No, man.
Oh, is it you?
I mean, am I a device?
Technically.
Yeah, no, I am. Yeah, I'm pure ionic energy. I'll try to keep that under wraps. Thanks for the note.
Okay. That's good. Wonder
All Man? Right, what do you do? Jesus? What do you do?
I punch in X23,
Kate?
X26.
I
punch that in. X26.
Okay. You all are gathered around the transmat. You punch in X23.
No. X26.
X26.
X26. I was testing you. You vanish. You vanish. And when you all reconstruct the other end of the transmat, you are in utter darkness, complete and total darkness. There is an unpleasant acidic smell with a pervasive whiff of decay. It's almost overpowering. It's very warm in here, and there is just a cacophony of sound, a chittering, clacking sound from hundreds of different sources, and the sound is more than unnerving. It affects you on almost a primal level, making you, babysitters, for the first time, fearful.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.